Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How do you stop the war, right? You can't just rebuild the status quo. Armenia is not going to be interested in pushing back the borders to where they were on September 26th. Armenia is going to have to do something to make Azerbaijan surrender, to come to the negotiating table. And that's what scares me so much, is that it's just a grinding war that is finally reaching what seems to be a crescendo, and I don't see a way out of it at this point other than one side collapsing and there being government change, drastic government change. The problem with that is, as we know from history, typically when one military forces another country's government to collapse, the government that comes up in place of the one that collapsed is not any friendlier to the enemy military. They're not like, hey, you collapsed our country, let's be friends. It doesn't ever work that way. So I don't really see a way for this to be ended without outside powers sitting Armenia and Azerbaijan down at the table and forcing them to negotiate. I would say war has resumed. I would say that it looks, if things continue on, as I believe they will, this will be known as the Second Nagorno-Karabakh War, with the first one being fought in the early 90s. This is already a greater escalation than what we saw in 2016. And I'm not a doctor in warfare, but I believe that the escalations that we've seen with ballistic missiles being fired at either side, tanks engaged in combat, and airstrikes every day, or drone strikes every day, rather, I think that, yeah, calling it a war is absolutely appropriate. I've got family members who are of the boomer age and are Armenian, and so you get that overlap of bad boomer memes and bad Armenian war memes. And so I'll see minions dressed as Armenian soldiers talking about how the Azeris are a 30-year-old country and we're 1,000 years old, and how the Azeris, you know, are nothing next to us. And then I'll see the flip side of that meme on Twitter. I'll see the flip side. It's not necessarily a minion meme, but it'll just be racial slurs thrown at me for no reason other than I have an Armenian last name. I'll post something about the conflict, and I'll get Turkish or Azeri posters telling me that they should have finished us off 100 years ago. And I'm not even criticizing anybody. I'm just commenting on something that's happening in the war. If you go on YouTube, there's three main channels on YouTube that are putting out propaganda. There's the Azerbaijani Ministry of Defense, there's the Armenian Ministry of Defense, and there's the Nagorno-Karabakh Ministry of Defense. And I think it's important to notice the distinction, or note the distinction between the three of them. Ordinarily, when there's a flare-up, it's the Azerbaijani border guards that are fighting the Nagorno-Karabakh Defense Force. That way, the Azerbaijani military and the Armenian military are not fighting head-to-head, because both of those militaries have ballistic missiles and aircraft and all sorts of stuff that makes the war escalate a lot quicker and makes it a lot deadlier. So if you have your border guards fighting a quote-unquote autonomous zone, it's plausible deniability. It's easier to say, okay, that was just a clash between some people that we're not related to. The last couple weeks, though, we've seen the actual armies proper on either side striking into the territory proper of either side, you know, not hitting just Karabakh, hitting Armenia and hitting Azerbaijan. So that's a significant escalation. But back to these YouTube channels, you can peruse them every day and see sometimes half a dozen videos on each channel uploaded of drone strikes, of artillery strikes. And Armenia has backed away from this, but the early days of the war, every video had like this After Effects screeching eagle that would come into the video at the beginning. It looked like something out of one of the early FSA groups in Syria, you know, where they all had their own intro logos. Not very professional looking, but very 2020.
Thank you for listening to Angry Planet. What you've just heard is a preview episode of our conversation with Aram Shabanian about the war between Armenia and Azerbaijan. We covered a lot of ground. We covered the roots of the conflict, how the conflict is going now, and of course, all those sweet, sweet war memes that caused Aram to call the conflict the most 2020 thing he's ever seen. And then we had a long conversation about what it means to be trapped in 2020 and how 2020 has actually been going on for several years now. And we're all very, very tired. If you like the episode, please go to angryplanet.substack.com/subscribe to get instant access to it and all of our other premium episodes. Again, that's angryplanet.substack.com/subscribe. It's just $9 a month to get you access to two premium episodes every month. We will be back a little bit later this week with a free episode. There will be two next week, one free and one for the subscribers. Stay safe until then.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.